Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Cindy? Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you, Cindy. Hello, Blog Talk Radio fans.
Oh, my goodness.
So sorry about the technical difficulties. Apparently, I couldn't hear Cindy. Cindy couldn't hear me. I don't know if either of you could, if any of our listeners out there could hear us collectively. But, yeah, we are so sorry for the technical difficulties there. And hello, Cindy. How are you?
Oh, good. My goodness. I mean, I must have logged on four times, and I didn't know what was the story here.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
So I'm so glad we're finally working. So if anyone wants to talk to us, we're going to press 1. We are going to have Patty Stangerick joining us shortly. I'm just trying to get her on the air, too. So, of course, it would be all the technical difficulties tonight. You know?
Of course.
And for those of you who don't know about her, we'll certainly share all of that with us. So why don't you press the number, the person that's there pressed the 215 number, because I'm going to see who's coming on the air. Okay, and you can press that.
Hi there.
Hello, and who is this?
This is Linda. How are you, Cindy? How are you, Nicole?
Good. And where are you calling in from? Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from Pennsylvania, and I was off from work tonight, so I was excited that I could finally get in contact with you.
Okay, great. So there must be something on your mind that you've called in on, and why don't you let us know what you need help with tonight?
Okay, I've been dating a guy, and I'm not sure where it's heading, if it's heading down the tubes or what, but every time I have a situation like surgery or I had an eye problem, instead of making the situation better, he makes it 10 times worse and is constantly yelling. And I just don't know when a man is verbally abusive or when it's just men being men and they can't handle anything.
Okay. It's hard because men have blind spots, okay? Sometimes they don't mean to not be sympathetic to us, but they can be. Have you tried to gently tell him the things that you need? Like, you know, I love you, but you're doing A, B, C, D, and things like that. Because it looks to me like he cares about you. And, you know, how long has this relationship been in play?
We've been going out a little over 5 years, and basically, you know, everybody thinks that his personality is a little off, you know, and so I'm getting to the point where I'm like, you know, what, you know, is it me, you know, is it him, you know, is, when do you throw in the towel, when do you try to work it out? I just don't know anymore, you know, I really.
Okay, these are really good questions, and what I'm going to do is, we do have Patty Stanger joining us, and if she is like a romance guru, this woman. You know, we loved her on The Millionaire Matchmaker on Bravo, you know, we love her on We, and you're really going to love her here, and she's been a person who really knows how, what's going on in the dating world. So I'm going to put Patty on, and we're going to just get her to talk for a minute, and let's see what she has to say. Hi, Patty. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Hi, Patty.
And we're very excited about you having this tour coming up, and, you know, you might want to talk about that for a minute, that you have one in coming in the Northeast and what that's about and what you're going to be sharing there with people.
Basically, I'm going on the road and I'm doing a live stand-up show in Connecticut, New Jersey, and in Pennsylvania. You can go to Patty Knows, like PattiKnows.com, and you can buy tickets. Also, I'm doing webinars, so if you don't live in those cities, don't panic. I'm doing special VIP webinars. All you got to do is register at PattiKnows.com in our newsletter, and we'll send you a personal invite. And if you want to ask a personal question live on the air, we'll do that as well, too. So we're here to help. How can
I
help?
Well, I'm not sure you heard what our first listener had to say, so she might want to repeat it.
I hadn't heard it. Yeah.
Okay, so let her repeat her question because it's really good, and I think there's a lot of people in her same boat. So you can kind of repeat it. So, Patty, you have an expert here ready to help you.
Hi, Patty. My name is Linda, and I was just telling Nicole and Cindy that I've been dating somebody for like 5 years, and his personality is sometimes like, you know, a little rough and all that. And, you know, whenever I'm in a bad situation, when you need somebody to lean on the most, you know, he takes the stress level and drives it up a million times more than it should be. If I had appendicitis, if I had eye surgery.
Okay, he's just nasty and abrupt.
Cindy, don't
talk anymore because I have to read your vibration. Okay, so when's your birthday?
March 31st.
Okay, you're the Aries. And what sign is he?
He is an Aquarius, February 16th.
Okay, Aquarius are not helpers. Okay, and because you're the Aries and you're the leader of the Zodiac, you always like to get in there and fix everyone's problems. And in order to get him to start giving, and you're the giver, he's the taker. So in order for you to start getting him to give, you have to stop doing. So a lot of the things that you do, you probably would do for anybody, you got to stop. So you're enabling him right now. And the Aquarius has to learn, his problem is that he's so used to you doing everything that why should he even lift a finger?
Well, he does help. No, he's not like that. It's more of his attitude, and
I'm talking about in compassion. I'm not talking about physical help. I'm talking about in compassion, empathy, and sympathy. They're very cold Aquariuses. They live in a mental world. They don't live in the warm, fuzzy Cancer, Scorpio, water world. They live in this, like, I don't want to be bothered with problems.
Exactly.
Okay. So in order to do that, you have to give less in the emotional department to float his boat. The reason Aquarius is so attracted to Gemini, for instance, they're very attracted to Geminis, is because Geminis can actually feel and be cool and aloof and indifferent at the same time. They can actually feel your empathy, but they also know how to pull back. You need, as an Aries, you want to get in there, the warrior of the Zodiac, and you want to confront them and you want to straighten it out. And what he needs is space. So we call that chase space. If you could chase space where you gave him the distance to be himself and not come at him, he'll give. You have to psychologically mindfuck him, basically, is what you have to do.
Yeah.
Okay? Uh-huh. And it's a lot of fucking work. Aquarius is not easy. They're work.
You know,
they're
it's like he would say that I'm not affectionate and I don't pursue him and ooze all over him. But his personality is such that he doesn't make me feel like doing that. So it's like a catch-22. You know, nobody's...
Well, the thing is, okay, if he's not warm, you're not going to be touchy-feely. Now, there's the alpha and the beta. You're the female. He's the male. He's supposed to be the alpha to your beta. But if you are always the alpha emotionally, why would you go beta? Why would you go soft turkey on him? He wouldn't be interested in that. So the truth is, what brought you together was the glue, which was that you were strong, and you're tired of being strong. And now you want to switch your personality on him, and he's pissed off. Do you get what I'm trying to tell you?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
When you first met, you were who you were, and he was turned on by that. Now you're like 5 years in. I'm getting older. I'm getting tired. I need some, like, empathy here, you know? And he's like, but I never gave you empathy in the first place. Why should I give it now? So you have to mindfuck him.
Mm-hmm.
You have to pull the fuck back emotionally.
Okay.
We're not fucking physically. In other words, who was the initiator in sex? You or him?
Neither one of us. He's not really initiated. He's waiting for me, and I'm just not like that to begin with.
So you
know what I mean?
Okay, so you're both frustrated. You're not having sex.
right.
And a physical, and you're both bitching it out on each other, like two women in bitch heat, okay? And you want him to be the man, because the man is usually the initiator in sex, because he gets a hard on quicker, and they don't have the preheat situation, you know, when you're first getting into foreplay. It takes us 20 minutes to preheat the oven downstairs. Okay, and he can go from 1 to 50. So how old is he right now?
He is 66, and I am 66.
So you're in menopause or out of menopause, and he's 100% estrogen increase, which means his testosterone has left the city. Have you gone to a doctor and sat down, had your hormones levels tested, get a little Cialis, get a little DHEA going so that he starts feeling sexual, so that he doesn't give a damn whether you want sex, he comes on to you, yes or no?
No, I've been to a doctor, okay. And I have a very low progesterone, very, like, almost non-existent.
Okay, well, that doesn't mean that there's no cure, okay? So
okay.
I don't believe in that, because I'm in menopause and I know exactly how it feels. And let me tell you something, I'm sexual all the time. I'm on bioidenticals. There's DHEA, which is amazing for men and women. So that's a bunch of bullshit, okay? So here's
okay.
the thing, okay? Cuddling is the secret to a woman who's in her older years to get to sex. But if the man doesn't have a hard-on to begin with, how are you going to get to sex? If you don't feel desired, you're not going to get to sex. So
he can get a hard-on all the time. He'll sit on the couch and won't even come near me, like, you know. And he'll be like, I could see you're not in the mood. I'm like, what are you doing to even, like, you're not even sitting near
okay,
me.
Okay. You talk too much.
Yeah.
You're talking. You got to shut up. You have to shut the fuck up. Excuse my French. This is okay, because you talk too much. You have to stop using your mouth and start using your body language. So the first thing you want to do is get semi-sexual, look pretty, put red on, smell good, take a shower, whatever, and be the flirty, murdy you were back when you first met. The second thing is he needs to get tested. Tested, because if he really wanted sex, he'd lay you down.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't really want sex. Because if you really wanted sex, or he's used to jacking off the porn, if you really wanted sex, you'd go out.
We talk about that one.
I mean, let's be real, okay? So I don't want to hear these stories like you're in your 60s and you're both complaining to each other, because neither one is solving the problem. You need to go get help and therapy so that you find the common denominator and balance. If you want sex, you got to rub my shoulders, rub my feet, kiss my neck. If he wants sex, you got to do X, Y, Z, and you got to compromise and meet in the middle. And yanking back and forth is not going to solve anything. It's just
mm-hmm.
going to make the problem worse.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Exactly. Maybe we're not in love with each other. Maybe that's the problem.
No,
now
you have to forgot. You forgot your. No, that's not true, because I don't believe that. Psychically, I don't feel that. I feel you forgot what love is, and so is he. You want to go back to the time you were teenagers, when you were in high school and it was really exciting to get in the back of the pickup truck and do tequila shots and look at the sunrise. I mean,
yeah, how do you
really
get that back?
That, you got to get back to that time period, but that's an emotional feeling. You know, it's like law of attraction. It'll say, take the feelings that you had when you were younger and go back there. Maybe take a picnic basket and a bottle of champagne and hit the beach or the woods or whatever and get into the romantic zone. It doesn't cost much money to get there. This is all about getting in the feeling place. But in order to do that, we have to first check his biology. Everything is ruled by biology. Everything. Alchemy wouldn't exist without biology.
Wow, exactly.
Mm.
Right. Exactly. And it's a little complicated, but Patty's really good about this kind of thing, knowing about, you know, getting your sex life back on track and that connection. And
I mean, I'm really a studier of biology, as well as, you know, like I always say, the technology might have changed, but not the biology. And the
mm-hmm.
phones and the TV and the porn and all this extra stimulation is filling our hours in the day where we never had that. You know, back in the day, we had three channels, and you had to watch it live, and that's all we had. And that became an event for the night. But we fill all our days with outside entertainment. Nobody's looking up. No one's connecting. So the first thing you want to do if someone has low sex drive or won't touch you is you want to get their biology checked. I don't care if they're 8 or 80. Seriously, I'm
not attracted to
okay?
his personality. I'm attracted to his character, but his personality
okay,
sucks.
Okay, but you don't understand that. You're talking too much. You got to shut the fuck up and speak with your bodies. And then once the body speaking starts happening, you start connecting physically, then the conversation will happen after sex. You're not conversation first. You're conversation after.
Wow.
You're the cigarette that you light at the end of at the end of sex. And you want all this build up. You can't make him change his personality that he's been with 5 years for you and has been that way. Then you're gonna have to go get another man and go buy another one at the store. You have to stop trying to change people. What you need to do is learn how to blend both of your alpha and beta together so that the yin and the yang are dancing. Let the wind dance between you without speaking. Go dancing. You know, the first thing I tell people when they lose the sexual connection or their romance is to go dancing because the body does all the work. And get out of your mind. You're too into your mind. Meditation would be good. Transcendental meditation would be excellent for both of you. Quiet your mind. You're so angry, the two of you, and you've got such resentment.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, when his wife died, and when we first started going out, for about 2 years, every time after sex, instead of it being a cuddly conversation, it was, I feel guilty. I have a bad feeling. I mean, it was like, yeah.
But you took it for 5 years, so you can't blame him. That's your fault, not him.
I'm not blaming
you
him.
Allowed,
I'm just explaining.
But you're trying to change. Someone, I can't. Hang on a second. I'm doing a radio show. What's the problem? Okay. So what I'm trying to tell you is that you basically can't expect him to change when he was never that way to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to stop expecting people to miraculously be what you want them to be. You just have to say, if you're not willing to meet me halfway, then I'm going to leave. And then they get a scary, merry feeling, and they don't want to lose you, and they go, what do we have to do? And you might need a counselor. You might need a therapist. Cindy actually is an excellent therapist. She's actually, no one knows this, but Cindy is my therapist. I have her every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock, and she's an amazing therapist because she psychically reads the street with the therapy. She does the combo psychic therapy, which I like a little bit of both. So you might need some counseling.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
It's so funny because we all need help, and, you know, I loved Patty's advice because she's really just trying to tell you to have some fun here, too.
I know. I would love to. He's not a fun person.
Yeah, but you don't understand. If you get out of your own way and you start doing things without him and you start being into you for the first time in your life, which I don't feel ever you've ever been to you, I feel you always put all your shit on the other person like they're supposed to entertain you, then you're going to find out he's going to shift. When you shift, he shifts. Oprah says
okay.
that all the time. When you change, they change. So if you change and say, this is not acceptable, you have to say, how much do you really want this guy? Is this worth it? I've left relationships because I said, we've come to an impasse. You're not willing to work with me on this, and I'm done. That's probably the reason I never got married. Because if I'm not getting what my needs are need, I leave. But I'll always work on it first. I'll get outside help. And I'll go to therapy, and I'll try to fix it. But if the other person's not willing to help you, they're not meant to be with you. You're not meant to go on to the next person.
Right.
And I feel that you're putting too much on this guy. You're expecting too much from him. He's got a lot of pressure on him in this situation.
Exactly. Well, Linda, call back in the future and let us know if any of this advice helped you or moved your life forward. Because, you know, you were very brave to get on the phone and share your little story with us. And we thank you so much.
Thank you very, very much.
And
food for thought.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Thank you so very much for understanding.
Good night now.
Good night. Bye.
Now, Nicole is on the line. I would like Nicole is my co-host, Patty, and she's been doing the show for 10 years as a labor of love. And, you know, I would like her to talk to Patty a little bit about telling her how she was a student of Grant May a Higher Love, the book, and how Nicole actually manifested her soulmate. So, Nicole, would you share a little bit about that with Patty? Because it's an interesting story, you and Lisa, your wife, Lisa.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Hi, Patty. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right, so basically, I was like one of the biggest commitment phobes that was out there. And back in the day, especially for those listeners who, you know, recall when we first started the show, you know, we had, you know, a third host on the show. And, you know, a lot of you know, our conversations really circled around, you know, me as being a gay woman and the differences that I'm seeing within the lesbian community, you know, versus, you know, heterosexual communities, and then a lot of the similarities. And you could even hear in the early shows, I was just so bitter and nasty and like thinking that like nothing was ever going to work for me. And then, you know, Cindy was like, listen, you got kind of got to give me the benefit of the doubt here. And, you know, you got to read this book and you got to learn and you got to, you know, you got to worry less about other people and more about you. And that's really where it started for me. And then I read the book. And, you know, as the show went on, I found myself growing with, you know, each and every week that we did the show. And I just wound up getting myself to a place where I was healing my own issues, where I was realizing that some of what I was putting on, you know, the people in my life was less about them and more about me. And I got to a place where instead of looking for love, I just started to love myself, and I started to do things that made me happy. I started to court myself, and I, you know, wrote a very, very detailed list about what I wanted to accomplish and about who I wanted in my life when the time was right and when I was so blessed to have that person come into my life. And, you know, in a nutshell, about a year after I really, really made some great strides with Cindy, because it was a very, very long process and it was a roller coaster of me going up and down and up and down, and you could even hear that in the older archives of the show as well. But eventually what I did was I wrote out, you know, everything that I wanted. She's got to be funny and she's got to have tan skin and, like, as detailed as you could possibly get, I put, you know, on this piece of paper. I want her to have light eyes and this and that, everything else. And then finally I turned around. I'm like, you know what, maybe I'm being too specific. And I changed one thing on my list. I said, all right, she's still got to be funny. Hello?
Go ahead.
I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, so I don't know. Somebody just said hello, so I wanted to make sure I didn't lose anybody. You know, so I said, maybe I'm being a little bit too you know, specific on this list. So I crossed out one line. I said, all right, universe, if it's the right person, it's okay if she has brown eyes. And about a week later, I met my wife, who wears blue contacts by day, and at night when she wears her glasses, has brown eyes, and who was pretty much every single other item on that list that I had. And she was in a place where she was not a healed person or as healed as I was at the time. So I said to her flat out, listen, we're going to spend a year, you know, and we're going to just not put a label on anything. We're just going to, when we're together, we're together. When we're not, we're not. And we're going to revisit this when you heal your shit, because I don't want to get involved with anything where I'm getting involved with somebody else's issues. And literally a year to the date, we made a commitment. And, you know, 3 years ago, we got married. And I could still count on one hand how many times we've ever had a fight. And we've got a great life. And it's all
so well, congratulations.
So it's an interesting story, because Nicole was a very hard person to get to recognize
really
what love was. I mean, she obviously was into it or she wouldn't have stayed on the show all the years, but she wasn't an easy, you know, fix here, but she really turned her life around. And so anybody wanting to manifest love, it's probably good to listen to some of the things Nicole has shared with us. And
when I say bitter, I mean bitter. I was like nasty. Like, it was palpable, you know, of just everything sucks. You know,
and
you had your hands full with me, Cindy. I will give you that. You had your hands full with me.
And I did, and now the people have listened and watched her grow up with us, so it's interesting. Now, Patty, some people are a little intimidated to speak to, but I have someone messaged me a question, so I'm going to kind of read to you what they said, because they really want your advice. And they said, if you know, you could be as tough as you want, but this person's a little meek to speak to you. So what she's saying is, you know, she's 40 years old and she's with a guy who's in his 50s, and they've been going on and off for about 5 years, and he's not into Valentine's Day, he's not into anything romantic, and he won't even call them a couple. And she's starting to get really upset about it, and she's not sure if what she should do about it at this point. Should she keep going with him or end it? Or, you know, she feels like she's created this monster because she's never forced his hand in commitment, and she knows you're a commitment kind of person. So what would you say to a 40-year-old woman with a 53-year-old man who doesn't want to commit to her?
How old is he?
She's 40 and he's 53. He's been married before.
How long have they been going out?
Almost 5 years, on and off for 5 years. I like the on and off part.
And are they living together?
They live together and now they've separated and they're sort of dating, I guess. But she wanted him to take it to the next level and maybe put a ring on it. And that's why she moved out, because he just told her he's been married once and he's never doing it again. And it's this or, you know, take it or leave it. And, you know, she got really upset because she does want babies and he has a child and he doesn't want a baby. So it's kind of a messy situation here. But I think this is kind of common. She's not the only person with this. But what would you tell someone?
I would give him an ultimatum, which is basically in my book, Become Your Own Matchmaker. And you can get that on Amazon, on digital as well as print. And there's like, when you want to get married, you have to say these words. And basically, you have to give them, like, you know, a time period of saying, I'm going to leave if we don't get married because I'm not wasting my time anymore. She's 43. She doesn't have time to waste. He's like at the end of his life at this point and going, I can just get the milk for free and ride this out for the rest of my life. And he's taking her for granted. It's time to go.
Right.
There's no sugarcoating this shit. There's no sugarcoating this shit because it is what it is. You allowed 5 years to go by. Your needs didn't get met. He doesn't need to get married. You know, he doesn't need it, so he doesn't want it.
Right, exactly. And she's been my client a long time, and I had told her the same thing, and she said to me in the message, if Patty says what you say, I'm going to do it, okay? Because I guess she didn't want to hear it just from me, but it's really, you know, this not committing to women, and you could be my booty call.
The thing is, it's a man's world right now, even though there's Me Too, and men are taking really big advantages of us because they're getting laid from the apps, they're watching porn, they're not going out to dinner and taking one out for dinner. In the college campuses, they're not even giving you pizza and a movie. You know what I mean? They're basically hooking up for free. You used to get at least a little beer in there. And it's kind of like they know there's women out there that will take them, even if they're nerds, okay? And these women are so aggressive. For every one girl that's normal, there's 25 aggressive girls. So they know they can keep trading up. And so they don't have any alpha quality anymore. I think that a lot of it is, there's a theory that there's estrogen in the bottled water, in the plastic, and that the men have really gone into this, like, lazy, mazy phase, whether they're 18 or 80. You know, we heard this last caller, similar situation, he's lazy. So unless you lay down the law and say, I want what I want, you ain't getting it. You ain't
right.
getting it. It's just like a raise at work. It's no different.
Right, exactly. And I think this is a problem that we hear a lot on this show, that the people are not stepping up to the plate, not committing. And, you know, we have to take some responsibility if we enable this behavior. You have to demand that they commit. And I'm glad that you verified.
Demand, and it's not an ultimatum. It's basically saying, that's wrong. It's saying we're not in the same place at the same time. I wish you best of luck in your search, but I'm a marrying girl, and I really want to find a marrying guy. And by the way, there are marrying men out there. All men are not the same. Cindy and I fight about this all the time. So stand therapy. All men do this, Mom. And I go, no, that is not true. No two people are alike. No two people have the same childhood. They're like snowflakes. And I say, for every 30 guys that are bad, there's one decent guy who adores his wife and will, you know, nurse her through cancer. That isn't true. You just got to find the good ones. It's work. It's time consuming. It's like a job, but they're out there.
Right, exactly. And that's what we want to hear. Now, we do have Christine. Nicole, do you want to tell us what Christine wants to know? And
Of course. Well, Christine, and this is going to be we already had our first caller with, you know, somebody that she doesn't really like that she's in a relationship with. We have our second caller a second question with a lazy person. And now we have Christine, who is in a relationship. She is not sure whether or not it's the right fit. She knows that she should probably stick with her gut. So, Cindy, directly to you, she wants to know, is this guy coming from Pepe? Is Pepe sending this guy? Because she's really not sure if this is a good fit here. And if it's not Pepe, then what the hell is she doing with this guy, and how can she come to a final decision about him?
So
okay, now Peppy is Christine's fiance who passed away. So
yeah.
Okay. All right. So let's see what what I see here,
and then we can let Patty take over and give her the tough love.
Right.
Christine, you are on the air with Patty.
Hi, ladies.
Hi, Christine.
Hi,
okay,
my sweet.
I'm happy that you've met someone else. And, you know, how did you find this man?
We used to work together, and we are the best of friends. We spend countless hours together. I mean, we're practically like an old married couple. However, we're not a couple. We are, but we're not, if you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going on for months and months and months now, and I got that ugly feeling in my stomach, and from you know what I had with Peppy, everything was the highest love you could have, and I know nothing's going to compare to that, and you shouldn't compare it, but, I mean, is this ever going to be a full-fledged relationship? I mean, I know friends become more, and things have become more, but is it ever going to be what I think it's supposed to be?
Well,
and
I'm
is this the one that
Patty
sent to me?
But because what? Who, are you allowing it to not be a couple?
Like, not me.
Okay. Do you want it to be a couple? Have you said to him, "I want this to be a couple"?
I brought it up once or twice, and he moves a step forward, and he takes two steps back. So
that's definitely commitment phobia here.
Yes.
I'm going to turn this one over to Patty because she's very intuitive with relationships.
All right, but I want to know if Pep sent him to me.
Pep's not claiming to have sent this one.
I don't
okay.
see Pep sending. I don't see Pep sending to me, and I kind of feel you took a step down from Pep.
I did.
What is wrong? This guy? Does this guy have financial problems?
Yeah.
Okay, so I see the block is money. And I feel like that. How long have you been dating him?
Close to a year.
He promises you things and he doesn't deliver. By the way, I see that too.
Yeah.
I don't feel this. I feel like in March you're gonna find a secret about him. You may just back away and you may not be with him anymore. You might say that's my threshold and I'm done.
Okay.
Like he's heavily in debt or something. Something bad. Like where you just go, that's not. I can't do this. I'm done.
I know his financial situation.
Like you're also feeling like he doesn't. Does he not get along with your friends and family?
No, he gets along with them great. They think he's great.
I think he's great.
My mother adores him. My father gets along with him, which he doesn't get along with anybody, which absolutely blows my mind.
Who's the person that's female that doesn't like him that says break up? Who's the girl that says I don't want you to go out with him anymore? There's a female.
Yeah, there's a lady that lives here in my house that I'm trying to get out. And she doesn't like it at all.
She's a good judge of character.
Well,
because she's
I don't
a
like
grifter.
Her either,
one,
so.
One grifter knows another, but they're saying one grifter knows another grifter.
Your parents are blindsided.
Your parents just want you with anyone at this point.
They just want me to be
they're
happy.
They're not seeing you truthfully.
Yeah.
Your sex is okay, but you're not. You're not like this is the package. A lot of the relationship work is on you. You would have to put in a lot of hours in this one.
Yeah,
I don't think
I feel
you
that.
Have the stamina for. I don't think you have the stamina. I don't see he's the last guy you date, by the way. FYI.
Okay, well that makes me happy to hear that because even though truthfully, like I said, we get along great. We don't fight. We have a great time. Even just sitting around watching television or going to Walmart, whatever. We enjoy each other's
mm-hmm.
company. And mm-hmm. I'm okay with just a friendship like that, but then state it. You understand?
Right.
And I can live with that. I'm good with it.
The universe is saying to me he's not husband material.
Okay.
They're speaking in my ear and they're saying he's not the final one. He's not husband material. He's in the friend zone. It's friends with benefits and
mm-hmm.
hanging out. And he will never give you the grandiose wedding or the ring or any of the romantic gestures that men love to do to women when they love them. He doesn't have that capability.
He did say he loved me. I don't even think he realized he said it.
No. They're saying that he's not a protector and a provider.
Well, provider, no, I don't. No, provider, definitely not. But, you know, I've been by myself for 18 years, so I don't need a man to provide for me. I've been doing that just fine on my own.
No, never say that. That's the biology that they're programmed
all right,
to do.
All right,
so
but I'm being realistic.
So when you say that, that's not realistic, by the way. When you say that, you attract children.
Okay.
You have to decide not to want that anymore.
I don't
say,
want that.
You know what? Now I want. Now you need to say, no, I like someone providing for me, and water seeks its own level, and I want someone at my level or higher. Your level or higher. If you keep saying, I don't need that, they send you people that need you to take care of them. Don't you get that?
Yeah, that seems to be my biggest flaw.
No, that's in your DNA. You're
it
making
is.
A and, I've, and then you're attracting these men going, why am I attracting these men that don't want to give and provide and take care of me because you made a statement to me that says, I don't need anyone to take care of me. So they give you men that need to be taken care of.
Okay,
it's
I need you both to think hard about this question. A friend of mine keeps saying to me, Chrissy, what is your need? What do you get out of helping people? What, like, when do you put yourself first? When am I going to learn this lesson and stop helping these schmucks? Am I going to learn the lesson? Because that's one of the lessons I got to conquer, Cindy. I know this.
The only way you're going to learn the lesson, they're telling me, is if you let go of this guy, even if you have to, like, be dateless for 6 months,
okay.
And then you say to yourself, these are the requirements, the criteria that I need to date again. Otherwise, I'm not getting a relationship like that. I'll give you an example. Successful women out there who have money are taught we should date down, okay, like rich men date down.
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't work when women date down. It only works when men date down because men love that a woman needs them, and they thrive on that. Women get burned out, fried, and get sick. Physically sick when a man leans on them, okay, financially. And because they feel there are not enough successful men in there, they rather take a guy than be alone in loneliness, right? And the problem is if someone isn't – it's not about money. It's more about compatibility.
That's the
words,
thing. We are so compatible.
There's plenty of men that are super successful. There's plenty of men that are super successful. I mean, there's plenty of women that are super successful, rather. And they basically have this man that keeps the home fires burning, makes the meals, does the laundry, nurtures them, blah, blah, blah. And it's good balance. Like, they're the alpha to the male's beta. But the bottom line is you want to be beta, and you're coming in as alpha.
Yeah.
And what happens is you're attracting beta men, and you're resentful of that. So you have to stop and say, if you don't have XYZ, I'm not going to date you. I don't care how cute you are and how great an orgasm you gave me.
Good answer. And here Nicole said, Patty's going to rip you to shreds. I said, she probably is. You were very gentle with me. Thank you, Patty.
No problem.
I was waiting for the big letter habit. And because I know from talking to Cindy for a long, long time now, I'm prepared for it. Shoot straight at me and let me have it. I'm you know, I'm going to deal with it. I call this fate as fate even when it's me. So I'm good with that.
And I just see that he wasn't sent by your fiance, and that this man, you know, you're making him comfortable and he's getting all the benefits of a relationship, but he has commitment issues and he doesn't want to commit and that's not right. You'll eventually be hurt with this. So if I were you, I'd ask him sort of, you know, what are we? You know, 2 feet in here or take 2 feet out at this point, you know?
Yeah, well,
I don't
that's how I've been benefits. Feeling. Yeah, that's how I've been feeling. And that conversation does have to come up. And it's okay if he doesn't want to be in. It's okay. But
yes, it is.
But
we can still
be the best of friends. I'm okay with that. But the benefits go away. So just deal with it. You know, that's just the way it's going to be. So pick one and either be in or don't. And I'm okay with that. But I don't like, I'm a Virgo. I don't like not knowing. I don't like not having the facts. Gives me more turmoil than anything.
Yeah, me too. I'm like that too. Well, thank you for sharing that. We have a lot of callers coming in, so I want to try to get some other ones because it's not very often that you're going to be able to get Patty's advice. Of course, you can go to her shows in New Jersey or Pennsylvania and Connecticut, and you can go to Patty Knows to get tickets. I also have a phone number if they want to get tickets, Patty, that I got from one of the sites, which is 866-459-9233. And she'll be doing all these kinds of questions, and it's going to be fun,
okay.
And you're going to learn a lot. And, of course, everybody falls in love with Patty when you get to know her. So thank
well,
you.
I just wrote that number down. I have two quick questions before I get off the F for you, Cindy. The one show that you're doing with the volunteers, is it VFW in Mastic?
The American Legion, yeah. I'm going to be doing
How do I go about getting tickets for that one?
Okay, it's right. If you click on the link that's on on the Facebook.
I saw it, but it didn't say how much it was or where to go to get
it. Yeah, if you read down further, it's $30 a ticket, and they have a PayPal thing you could click on. Message me if you can't get that,
right.
and I'll show you how to do it.
And I'm going to message you because I want to set up another birthday party for Peppy this year.
Okay, that'll be fine, of course. I'll see you
in
then
April.
In the future.
Yep.
Terrific.
Okay, wonderful. Nice to talk to you again. I miss you.
Okay, bye. Love you.
Love you.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Patty.
Thanks.
Bye.
Okay, Nicole, you screened someone else already?
Yes,
I could see.
I have. Of course I have. All right, so next we have Katie. And now Katie finally is our first caller of the night that does not have somebody lazy in her life. But she does want to know how she can go about attracting this new love. How could she go about, you know, in essence, you know, in honor of Patty here, being her own matchmaker. So here we go with Katie. Hello, Katie.
Hello.
You are on the air.
Hi, ladies.
Hello. So it's so interesting you have Patty to talk to. Now, Patty, is there something that you recommend for women to do? I don't know, do you like the dating app? What do you?
How old are you?
I just turned 42.
Oh, she's so young.
When's your birthday?
The day after Christmas. It was the 26th.
Okay. So this has been kind of a rough year for you. Saturn's in Capricorn. Okay. You just got past a lot of crap that's been going on, and you got some approaching on your sun. It's a rough year. It's a serious year. We really, you know, we've got Saturn and Pluto in Capricorn, and you're probably feeling like I can't find the right guy, and he's got to be financially successful because Capricorn is worth money. So you're going, this has just been crap after crap after crap. It's a lesson year. I would wait to not date till the spring and summer for you right now. We need to get past these transits. And the reason is I think that you need to start to realize, like, I see you. Do you play tennis?
No.
Too bad.
No, I'm not kidding. Take up tennis. I just saw tennis for you, that you'll meet a guy through tennis, and he's salt and pepper, and he's about 5'11". It flashed in my head.
Okay.
I would take up tennis. I would start it in April, May, when it starts to get warmer. Do you live in Long Island? Where do you live?
No, in the city. I'm in Brooklyn.
Okay,
in Brooklyn,
I see you going outside. But listen, I see, this is weird. I don't know if it's the Long Island City Club. I see you outside the city in a suburban community playing tennis. Just remember what I say, because usually I'm never wrong, okay? Okay, and the other thing I see is that this man is athletic. He's not a intellectual. You know, he might own his own company. Something to do with trucking is what I picked up, trucking.
Wow.
Okay? And he's in his 50s, his early 50s, a little bit older than you, been divorced, has kids that are grown, very into outdoor stuff, Woodstock. I got Woodstock. I don't know why I keep getting upstate New York for this thing. Like,
well, he might have a home upstate New York. A lot of Brooklyn people do, you know.
Okay, well, I'm seeing he's got a country house of some kind, and I don't see you meeting him in the city. I see you meeting him through tennis, FYI. But not till the spring. We want to get out of these transits. These transits are bad. You're having a really rough time right now. Capricorns and Cancers are going through hell right now. They really are.
I met a guy, but he travels and stuff. He just told me he has a house. He lives upstate New York.
Are you freaking kidding?
No,
okay.
Literally, you just
then
told me that today, like an hour ago.
I didn't want you to get. I didn't want you to get on the apps. I wanted like this guy to come in. So if the guy came in earlier, okay, let's go.
Yeah, so it's funny you said that.
Is he a nice guy? Does he seem nice to you?
He seems nice. He's a friend of a relative, but he travels and but his voice, you know how you like pick up on somebody's voice? His voice isn't, I'm not attracted to his voice. Like, I'm not in love with his voice over the phone. But I will still have to, we haven't gone on
a
date.
Have you gone on a date with him yet? Okay, they're saying don't judge him until the date because it'll change. It'll change.
Okay.
You're going to see something. They said he's got amazing manners, is what my guys are telling me. Amazing manners. And that he's very serious about wanting a relationship. This is not a guy who fucks around. He's not a player.
Okay.
So maybe you're playing tennis with him? Sometimes when I see the vision, it doesn't mean
could be.
The first date. I see you playing tennis is what I see. I don't know why I know that, but okay, whatever. Okay,
that's so funny. Thank you. Oh,
well, you're welcome.
Katie has such a magnetic personality, too. I could understand. And I'm liking the way she said his voice because in some ways, we are attracted to someone's voice. It does sort of have a DNA to us. But see how you feel when you see him because maybe that'll resonate a little more with you, too. But it's nice to follow up on these leads of people.
Yeah, I mean, I'm open. I'm going to be mingling. And look, you got to come outside, right? You know, I'm going to be, still meeting people.
It also could be meeting you meet somebody through him and you just happen to be in that neighborhood. So let's be open to what he brings into your life. A lot of times you go on a date, it doesn't work out, but they have a friend and they introduce you, and that's the one. My mother met her second husband through a friend on a date. So, you never know what could happen, okay? Just be positive.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Well, thank you. Yes. Have a great night. Thank you. Happy New Year to both of you. Thank you.
You too. Bye.
Well, I also had, I wanted to ask Patty something myself about the dating climate in America. Do you think it's changed in the last couple of years? Is it harder?
It's hard. I used to think it was so bad when I was in my 20s and I lived in New York and I was 26 and there was no birthright for the Jews. For those who don't know, it's this Jewish trip you take to Israel. And they pay for you. But in my day, you paid yourself. So I get there and I'm 25 years old and they're like, you are like basically an old maid that you're not married at 25. God, what they would say to me now. And, you're a loser basically. And I kept saying, why don't you meet men? And it was hard meeting quality men in Manhattan. Well, Manhattan has become five women to one guy. The rush of Sex in the City being such a success, such a phenomena, has brought people from all over the world to live in Manhattan, females, to have that, Carrie Bradshaw experience, and there are not enough men for the women. But there's this terrible thing that's going on in New York. It's called the zip code snob. She lives uptown. She won't go downtown. Downtown won't go east side. West side won't go east side. This one won't go to Chelsea. And they're snobs, and they refuse to go to the suburbs. Yet there could be plenty of good-looking men, in Jersey, Connecticut, and Philly. And I'm always laughing at this because it's like that's just one point of the ointment on the light switch. Like the rest of the country is going through the same freaking thing, even though LA's 50-50, 50% men and 50% female. These are guys who are 50, like waiting for their big dream and screenwriting or producing, and they live in a studio apartment and never been married or have kids. It's like the world has become adolescent is what happened. We forgot that, got on Noah's Ark 2x2. He was the alpha. I was the beta. And we worked together as a team to have this family unit, and it's gone. There's no urgency. You can have children out of wedlock. The app killed the matchmaking industry, let alone killed the dating industry because, it's like every loser's online. It takes 500 years to go through 50 million photos to find the one. It's good that there's apps that you can choose from, but there's no filtration system. It's like if I want someone close to my house and I want a 6'2 guy who's a CEO or a lawyer, I'm not going to find it because there's no details online. I have to spend hours going back and forth on text to go, what do you do? Where do you live? Have you been married? Don't you have kids? And in the old days, you had a profile, so you didn't waste time. So it's become horrible. Then the millennials created the ghosting and the breadcrumbing and the submarining and all these things where it's like, I'll ghost you. Would you ghost your boss at work? Never. So the manners flew out the window, and chivalry is dead. And Cinderella, is like, where the fuck is the prince? Because it doesn't exist anymore. No one's the cavalry's not coming, and no one's coming to rescue you. That's the sad part of it. But like my mother would say, all it takes is one, and you might have to go through 1,000 losers till you find one.
You know? I love the way you summed up the dating world, because it does seem to have been a more difficult client. But like you said, climate, you only need one. You only need one.
I mean, I'm thinking, Cindy and I were talking recently, and I said, I'm having a really rough time in L.A. finding a husband, and I really want to get married this year. And I know you're all going, well, how could that be? But I don't date my clients, and most of those guys I wouldn't date anyway. And I'm working all the time helping other people, and I really don't have a lot of time for myself. So I made it a priority to get on the apps this last year, and it was a nightmare. And everyone wants me to create the next great app with a filtration system. And I said, you know, I really like British men. I like Scottish men. I'm going to go to London for a month and live there and start dating where nobody knows my name. You know, it's kind of like I could go incognito there. So even though Bravo's Millionaire Matchmaker is in 200 countries and testing on the back end, I want to go and meet guys that I'm attracted to. It's been like hell in L.A., and I'm talking to A-listers, women that are 10s and 12s that can't find love here. And if they can't find love, how the hell? Because these professional men are hiding in their houses, Netflixing and chilling, watching Pornhub, and, like, you know, drinking their Chardonnay, you know, and eating their gourmet snacks and never moving off the couch. I don't really see when I go out to restaurants. Cindy goes, when you go out to restaurants, do you look up? I go, of course I do. There are 12-year-olds there. And the men are either on dates, and there's no single men at the bar. I went to the hottest spot the other night. There wasn't any single people at the bar. Hottest spot. The table was packed, but not the bar. And this is alcoholic country. We're rehab country. So it's like you'd think you'd see somebody drinking their drink. It's just everything has changed. In New York in the winter, you know, you got to get your girlfriend or boyfriend by Labor Day because you're going to freeze, and nobody likes to look for the love in the snow, right? But the truth of the matter is it's like that all year round now. Because everybody's at home, you know, I'm binging Sex Education, and I'm watching, you know, I'm watching all Netflix, and I'm going, I'm never going to leave. I'm in the middle of Discovery of Witches on Sundance now, and I'm like, I'm never going to leave the house because I'm addicted to these TV shows, and men are too.
Right, exactly.
Nobody is connecting. In the old days, we had three channels, and you had to watch it live, and that was your entertainment for the evening for an hour, and then you went to sleep. Now it's like, this is like, oh, why do I have to leave?
Exactly, and I think it's happening all across the board to people that they are kind of, you know, staying at home and doing their own thing. So, you know, let's like make a movement where people like at least two nights a week get out.
There's no places to go where there's light music and you can connect and mingle. I don't see one girl fixing up another girl, one guy fixing up another guy, or vice versa. Nobody's helping anyone. They're all selfish little pricks. No one's going, hey, I know someone for you. No one's being a matchmaker and paying it forward. The other thing that I noticed is that, you know, I have charity. When I was in my 20s and 30s, there were charities you could go to and meet single people. That's gone. That's left the building. The millennials are like, you know, they only want to spend $20 a ticket or $10 a ticket. So there's really no place for people to congregate. And if they're on their phones all day looking down, how are they connecting? So if we really need to start making special events for people to meet and enjoy themselves with each other, because it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist, really.
Exactly. And, you know, I'm so glad that you mentioned this because I just think it's one of those things that sometimes we say on the show, why can't people bring their single friends, like let's all meet somewhere and like just go out for a little bit. We'll meet at a particular restaurant or bar. Bring a single friend, male, female, just bring them so we could expand our friendship world and meet some people. Like get out there and meet people because it would help a lot because there's a lot of people that are wonderful people that haven't been able to meet anybody. Now, we have a few minutes. I think Kay, we can put on for a few minutes before we end our show. Did you screen her? I just see Kay with a question mark, Nicole.
Yes, I did. I did screen Kay, and she was a little bit muffled. That's why I wasn't sure if the call was going to make it through because I couldn't really she was in and out audibly. But Kay just wants to ask a generalized love question. So here we go with Kay.
Let's hope we can get her through then.
Hello, Kay. You're on the air.
Oh, maybe, you know, her phone might not be working.
Yeah, this is kind of what was happening in the chat room, too, so
okay.
I didn't...
But I think Jean, you know, our Jean, I think she wanted to ask something about love. So, Do you know what Jean's number is? It's down a little bit lower.
Jean actually had to let us go because her son came over in the middle of the broadcast today.
Sure. Nicole, do you have something you wanted to ask Patty?
Yes. No, actually, we don't have enough time for what I would ask Patty because, you know me, I got to stir pots. So, you know, but what we will do, though, is we do have time to fit in one more caller. We've got about 4 minutes left. I have not screened this caller. It appears to be a Long Island number. Last four digits of your number are 0076 so that you know that we're speaking to you. Please do not be crazy because I will boot you if you are. And let's see what you have to say. So 0076, you are on the air with Cindy and Patty.
That's me. I'm a Long Islander. I'm not that crazy.
Okay,
and
good.
Who do we have on the phone tonight?
Karen.
Okay,
hello, Karen.
So did you have a question for Patty? Because it's rare that we get someone like her on our show. So is there something you needed to know?
I just wanted to know, like, if she's sensing anything about what's going on with me or just, like, about life in general.
Okay, is it about your love?
Did you break up with your boyfriend?
No.
Let's hope not.
Why are you laughing?
I'm married.
Okay.
Good. I just went through, like,
Are you having marriage trouble?
No.
Good.
Or I just wanted to know if my loved ones are with me.
You're talking about mediumship. I don't do that. That's Cindy.
Oh, yeah. No, we were not doing mediumship tonight because we just wanted to do relationship questions tonight. But you can call in again next week and we'll cover that for you. Okay.
Okay,
because we were just concerned with love. But she's married, so I think this is probably.
Can I just say something?
Sure.
Did you have a real big fight with your husband in the last 2 months?
Well, actually, I just had major surgery, and we've been, like, bickering and arguing a lot lately.
Okay,
and I've
so
kind
that's
of been...
I knew I saw some kind of breakup and some kind of terrible thing going on. I want you to know it's going to pass, okay? And they say it's going to pass by February 1st. That's what
okay.
I saw. So I'm not
good.
Crazy. I knew I saw something. Okay. Got it.
Okay, no, I know, because Patty's always accurate. But, okay, now we're going to close our show with maybe, Kay, can you tell us where you met your significant other? So we can find out people met people.
Me?
Yes.
I met my significant other online on Plenty of Fish.
Well,
oh, dear Lord.
Plenty of 50 people at work, huh?
Yeah, no, you know, I dated a few people at work, but it just never worked out. They were pretty crazy.
Wow, so you actually met someone on a dating site. Okay, that's kind of good. All right, well, that's kind of, you know, promising there. And so I guess we can meet someone anywhere. And so you got married from someone you met on a dating site. And how long have you been together now?
It'll be 5 years this year.
Wow. So that's good. So I guess some people can still meet on a dating site. Interesting. And, you know, thank you for sharing that with us. And we're just about at the end of our show before Blog Talk Radio knocks us off. And, Patty, can you just give us some more information about when your show is? I know you have them in February in New Jersey, Pennsylvania.
It's in February. Well, if you live in Jersey, New York, or in Pennsylvania, and Connecticut, you can go to pattyknows.com. And you can get tickets there. If you don't live in those cities, don't panic. Just put yourself in my newsletter, and I'll send you a personal invite to my webinar series where we're going to go live on a conference call, and I'll answer your questions, okay? And there'll be VIP tickets for both. If you want to pay me extra to do a selfie, sign books, whatever. And the same thing goes for the webinar series. You can do the extra fee, and I can answer your question live.
Wow,
so that's
exciting.
Pattyknows.com. In both cases, I not only do relationship advice, whether you're single, married, straight, or gay, I also do psychic advice, too.
Wow, because, yeah, Patty's a definitely great psychic. So thank you so much for joining us tonight. We had a great show. Nicole, thank you, as always, for being there and helping me as this labor of love. And we're wishing Patty great success in her upcoming shows, because I know they're going to be great. And thank you for joining us. Good night, Patty. Good night, Nicole.
Night. Okay.
Good night, Cindy.
Bye, guys. Bye.
Bye.